And now it's time for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at food and food culture in the Granite State. Odds are, at some point, you have paid for a really bad cup of coffee. Well, in Newmarket, there's a young entrepreneur who wants to make it easier for you to get a good cup every time. NHPR's Jack Rodolico reports.
A cup of coffee is really just ground up beans plus water plus time. And in cold brewing, you just add a lot more time.
It's this movement away from your classic World War II Folgers.
That's Connor Rolke, owner of Noble Coffee. Rolke's operation is way more high-tech than scooping Folgers. He's brewing big batches of coffee, kegging them like beer, and delivering those kegs around the state.
We sort of take all of the possible mistakes or maybe lack of effort on vendors' parts and make it all in-house.
Thus, he hopes, ensuring that vendor can always give you a perfect cup of coffee that doesn't totally look like coffee. To explain, it all starts with beans.
So the typical cold brew grind is coarse. Yeah, our grinders will be running for as long as 45 minutes at a time, and they get actually hot to the touch at some point, so.
Then he puts the grounds and lots of cold water into this steel fermenter, the exact thing you'd see in a brewery. And the coffee brews in there for a while.
Our shortest brew time is about 12 hours, and the longest can be as long as 26.
And then it's coffee, room temperature. And here's where the technology really comes in.
So I treat nitrogen as our third ingredient.
Coffee, water, nitrogen. The coffee runs through cloth filters, then Rolke pushes it into a keg with nitrogen.
So at this point, we have a keg full of flat coffee, and then we're going to take that keg and nitrogenate it.
The coffee is flushed with nitrogen, and before that weirds you out, realize the air we breathe is about 78% nitrogen. It preserves the coffee, and it gives it this unique quality when you tap the keg and pour. All these steps, the long brew, the nitrogen, makes a coffee that's flavorful and not acrid and pours out like a Guinness with a head of foam on the top.
Drinking fresh nitro cold brew off the tap is almost like drinking a creamy, sweeter version of coffee.
Rolke won third place in a business competition for UNH seniors last year. He says he poured over 400 coffees and only one person used sugar and milk. Rolke is selling kegs to offices, stores, and restaurants who serve it on tap cold. He is working on getting it to flow warm out of the tap, too. And he's signing on lots of new accounts. It may be on its way to your area already.
Is there anything you want to add?
There's no E in Noble Coffee. N-O-B-L, coffee.
For NHPR, I'm Jack Rodolico.